Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 6, Experiencing and Enjoying the Divine Trinity in Full. Friday, Related Verses. Revelation 1, 4 through 5. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood. Revelation 3:1. And to the messenger of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you are living, and yet you are dead. Revelation 4:5-10. And out of the throne come forth lightnings and voices and thunders, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The 24 elders will fall before him who sits upon the throne, and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Exodus 25:37. And you shall make its lamps seven, and set up its lamps to give light to the area in front of it. Numbers 8:2. Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps will give light in front of the lampstand. Zechariah 3:9. For here is the stone that I have set before Joshua. Upon one stone are seven eyes. I will engrave its engravings, declares Jehovah of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. Zechariah 4:2-7. And he said to me, what do you see? And I said, I see that there is a lampstand all of gold, with its bowl on top of it, and its seven lamps upon it, with seven pipes for each of the lamps on top of it. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Related reading. Our enjoyment of the Divine Trinity in full is consummated with grace and peace by the Father, who is, who was, and who is coming, by the seven spirits, and by Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Grace is the triune God as our enjoyment, and peace is the issue, the result of our enjoyment of grace. The more we enjoy the triune God as our grace, the more we have peace within. In Revelation 1, the Father is referred to as the one who is, who was, and who is coming. As God the Eternal Father, he was in the past, he is in the present, and he is coming in the future. This shows that even the Father himself is triune. He is triune as the one who is, who was, and who is coming. The seven spirits are the sevenfold intensified spirit. The one spirit has been intensified sevenfold. The sevenfold spirit may be likened to a seven-way lamp. Such a seven-way lamp gives us the strongest light, the intensification of light. The spirit today is intensified sevenfold because of the dark age. God is the one who is, who was, and who is coming. This is the meaning of the name Jehovah. In Hebrew, Jehovah means, I am who I am. His being the I am signifies that he is the one who exists from eternity to eternity. His title, I Am, not only indicates that he exists, but that in a positive sense, he is everything. He is life, light, and every other positive thing. Do you need life? God is life. Do you want light? God is light. Do you desire holiness? God is holiness. God exists from eternity to eternity, and He is everything. This is our God. In the book of Revelation, the Spirit is called the seven spirits, the sevenfold intensified spirit to counteract the degradation of the church. The seven spirits in Revelation 1:4 undoubtedly are the Spirit of God because they are ranked among the triune God. As seven is the number for completion in God's operation, so the seven spirits must be for God's move on earth. In substance and existence, God's Spirit is one. In the intensified function and work of God's operation, His Spirit is sevenfold. It is like the lampstand in Zechariah 4:2. In existence, it is one lampstand, but in function, it is seven lamps. At the time the book of Revelation was written, the church had become degraded, and the age was dark. Therefore, the sevenfold intensified Spirit of God was needed for God's move on earth. The title, The Seven Spirits, indicates that the Spirit has been intensified sevenfold. This Spirit intensifies all the elements of the Spirit: divinity, incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, reality, life, and grace. The seven lamps in Revelation 4:5 refer to the seven lamps of the lampstands in Exodus 25:37 and the seven lampstands of the lampstand in Zechariah 4:2. The seven lamps of fire, which are the seven spirits of God, signify the enlightening and searching of the sevenfold intensified Spirit of God. In Exodus 25 and Zechariah 4, the seven lampstands signifying the enlightening of the Spirit of God in God's move are for God's building, either for the tabernacle or rebuilding of the temple. In Revelation 4:5, the seven lamps are for God's judgment, which will issue also in God's building, the building of the New Jerusalem.